Adin Muhammad was once a successful farmer and trader, but has been living like this for more than a decade. This makeshift structure is where he's trying to raise a new family after Boko Haram violence uprooted his life. He says his chain of businesses, houses and farms all perished in a single attack in 2010.
I had more houses, more farms, more shops and warehouses in Kayamala than everyone else. Look at me now. I can't even fend for myself. Even the room I live in was given to me rent-free by a former business partner. But with peace returning, I look forward to going back to rebuild.
The Boko Haram conflict in northeastern Nigeria has displaced more than 2.5 million people, forcing them into camps. Now, the government wants to shut down these camps by the end of this year as reconstruction gathers momentum.
This small pile of rubble is what is left of the former school and home of Muhammad Yusuf, the founder of Boko Haram. This is why the group's ideology was nurtured. Nigerian security forces demolished the structures shortly after the rebellion was put down in 2009. But the movement grew even bigger and continues to kill people and destroy property in northern Nigeria.
An estimated 300,000 people have been killed. $6 billion worth of property and facilities lie in ruins in Borno State alone.
People have completely lost their means of livelihood. Many of our educational facilities were destroyed. About 5,000 classrooms were destroyed. About 250 health centers were destroyed. About 800 municipal buildings were destroyed, comprising of traditional rulers, homes, police station, local government secretariats, among others.
As thousands return to their old villages, this is what they find. New houses are coming up in communities where 900,000 homes were destroyed. In a direct challenge to Boko Haram, whose ideology is against Western education and values, hundreds of schools razed down by the armed group are being rebuilt, and more students are enrolling.
Over 60% of our budget, of our capital budget, goes to reconstruction, rehabilitation, and resettlement. And in terms of value of money that has been spent, the amount is so scaring. Between the Nigerian Army, the civilian JTF, hunters, the police, the Borno State government, for the last 10 years, procured nothing fewer than about 2,000 vehicles.
Thousands of kilometers of roads that have been bombed during fighting between security forces and Boko Haram are being fixed. Here at Maiduguri's biggest market, traders load up goods to neighboring Cameroon, Chad, and Niger as security improves. Farmers who couldn't access their lands have returned to their farms after a decade of disruptions. Even hospitals that were not spared by the armed group are back offering services to the sick and wounded. But with Boko Haram still posing a significant security threat, the restoration effort could still go wrong, a reality that hundreds of thousands of victims hope will be avoided. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Maiduguri, Northeast Nigeria.